Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 16th parak of Masecha Shabbos, and we're up to parak Tez Zayin Mishnah Dalet, and we've been discussing when a fire breaks out on Shabbos, what you're allowed to take out of the house on Shabbos, even though normally it's a violation of Hotza'ah on the Darabanan or a Daraisa level. So we spoke about how much food you could take out of the house on Shabbos. What about other things? Ulisham Motzi Kol Klei Tashmisho, meaning when you take stuff out into a Chatzer, whichever type of Chatzer we just spoke about in the previous Mishnah, where it was a Machlokes between the Tanakama and Ben Beseira, whether you're allowed to take something out only into a chatzar amureves, or even into a chatzar she'ena mureves, even into a chatzar that doesn't have an erev. So whichever shita you hold, you know, each one the shita, so motzi kol klei tashmisho, you can carry out all of the things that you need to use for your Shabbos su'udos, meaning if you need plates and forks and things like that, cups, you know, whatever else you need for su'udos Shabbos. V'lovesh kol ma she'och lulbosh, and not only that, you can put on as much clothes as you can, even more than one of each type of thing, meaning you could put on three pairs of pants and five shirts, and you know, you can come out of your house looking like Rav Scheinberg Zichron Levracha. You know, you just have one item of clothing on top of the other. Va'otev kol mashiach alatov, and you can wrap yourself in whatever you want to wrap yourself with, whatever talisos and everything else to go out into the chatzer. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Shmona Asar Kelim, but Rabbi Yossi says no. You're only allowed to have 18 different types of begadim on you, because that's the maximum that a person normally wears at one time. What are these 18 begadim? So the Bar Tanura helpfully lists them for us, that a person has the Eluhain, Hasar Vel Helion, Mumbal Shamal Nosamoch, Vitzemer Geffen, Bain Tefir, Latfir Shakar. So he goes through with that a cloak, a coat, a belt, a short and thin shirt, an undershirt, a belt worn on the undershirt, a hat, a cap, a pair of shoes, which is two things, which is interesting. This is one of the rayas that shoes counts as a beged, because over here we're talking about the begadim that a person carries out. So it's Nafkamina, whether you need Shabbos shoes or not, meaning do we count it as something that you would need Big Day Shabbos, or a pair of leggings, which is also two different things. It's not like leggings today where it's one beged, it's two separate items that you put on one on each leg. A pair of gloves, that's another two separate items, two different cloths that a person would use to dry himself off, but it would also be used as a beged, and another kerchief that covers the head and the shoulders, and also a scarf. So that's how you'd get 18 begadim. So a person dressed to the nines, or to the 18s, I guess, is fully dressed, but more than that, is overdressed, and therefore he would not be allowed to go out like that on Shabbos. Because of Lov Shemosi, and he keep going in and putting on another 18 begadim and keep taking them out. And he can also invite other people to save begadim with him, and they have the same limitations in terms of what they can save, meaning Tanakama would hold that they could put on as many clothing as they want, whereas Rabbi Yossi would say they also could put on only 18. Now the Mishnah tells us what you're allowed to do on Shabbos to prevent a fire from getting out of control. So Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Porsin Or Shel Gedi, Al Gabe Shita Tevo Migdal Sha'achas Ben Asa'or, take a hide of a goat and put it over a wooden box or closet that caught on fire, Neshu Mecharich, because that will stop the fire from spreading, because the moisture in the hide would make the hide get singed and not get burnt, and will prevent the fire from going further. You can make a barrier in front of the fire with any kelim, with kelim that are full of water or kelim that are empty, so that the fire doesn't continue to burn past that location. Rabbi Yossi also bekleicheres chadoshim melei in mayim. But Rabbi Yossi says no, you cannot take new kleicheres that are full of water and put them in the path of fire. Lefishein chol nakablas or, because they can't withstand the heat of the fire, and you know vehin mespaken, that they're going to break from the heat, and then they're going to extinguish the fire because it's going to release all the water that's inside of them. So that's considered to be that you're violating the malacha of mechabe, meaning that even though it's only derech grama, because you're putting the stuff in the water in kelim and then the kelim around the fire, but Rabbi Yossi apparently holds that gram kibbuy is aser as well. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that you're allowed to take out any kelim you need for a seuda as well into the chatzar when your house is on fire. And machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, how much clothing you're allowed to take out, either as much as you could fit on your body or only a maximum of 18, and you could have other people put on clothing and save the clothing as well. In Mishnah Hay, we said that if you want to prevent a fire from spreading, you could take an orishal gadi and put it over the fire, or you could make a mechitza with any type of kli. But Rabbi Yossi said that if you're taking kli cheres chadashim, you're not allowed to block the fire with kli cheres chadashim that are full of water, because that would be gram kiboy, since you know that it's going to extinguish the fire. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.